Hello, everybody, and welcome as we prepare to lay in Parashat Shemais. In this week's Parashat, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu arrives at the Sneh, and the Rabbi Shalom speaks to him and says, Shal ne'alecha mi'al raglecha. Remove your shoes from on your feet. Rashi explains that the word shal, an unusual word for taking off a shoe, is similar to the word v'noshel, v'noshel habarzel, or ki'yishal zeisecha, the language of things falling off. And so too, shal ne'alecha mi'al raglecha means take your shoes off your feet. The question is that we have a very common word for taking shoes off one's foot, the word chalitz or chalitza, which is a word which means to remove one's shoes specifically. Why here does the pasuk use the word shal, shal ne'alecha? In Derech Sicha, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as having answered the question as follows. There's a basic difference between chalitz and shal. Chalitz is when a person takes his shoes off using his hands. There the word chalitz is used, as in the chalitza of a yavama, where the yavama is required to remove the shoes from the foot of her brother-in-law, and typically it's done with the hands. So that word chalitz is used. Here, shal ne'alecha me'araglecha is used because, since we know someone who touches his shoes is required to have netilas yadayim, to wash his hands afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to remove his shoes by touching them. Here he was standing and talking to the Rabbi Nishalayim. So rather, shal ne'alecha me'araglecha, slip your shoes off your feet without touching them. And the word shal is used. This is the Vart said b'shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and it's a nice Vart for itself. But there's something else that I would add that comes out absolutely beautiful. In Navi, in Shmuel Bey's Perek Gimel, we find the story of Yoyav and Avner. As many of you know, Yoyav killed Avner because Avner had killed Yoyav's brother. He felt himself a Goyal Adam, and Yoyav killed Avner. However, he fooled Avner. He spoke to him, and in speaking to him, caught Avner not on guard, and was able to kill him. The pasuk says the following. Vayateu Yoyav el tech hashar ledaber itai basheli. Yoyav called Avner to talk to him in the shahar, in the gateway, ledaber itai basheli, to speak with him. Basheli literally means with trickery. It's an unusual word. So the Chazal Darshan Basheli in Sanhedrin of Memtes, that he went to speak to him about a shayla. He pretended he had a shayla to talk to him. Which shayla? About the chalitza of a woman who's widowed without children. And he asked him a shayla, and in asking him a shayla, he caught him at surprise and killed him. The question is, why is Shelley or Shal used there? Word by Shelley is darshan to mean shal, take off your foot, take off your shoe, chalitza. Why is the word shal used there? If he wanted to talk about chalitza, the hint should be with the word of chalitza. It's actually very beautiful. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us which shayla did he ask him when he called him to the side. Which question of Hilchas Chalitza did he ask him to fool him, that is, and then kill him? So the Gemara says, Shal oisai kidemes heya chalatzes. If a woman who lo aleinu has no arms, heya chalatzes, how does she do chalitza? To which Avner responded, she does chalitza with her teeth. And he proceeded to bend down and show that it can be done with one's teeth. Of course, when he bent down, Avner was unprotected, and Yoyav was able to kill him. It's so beautiful. The word shal means to take off a shoe, not using one's hand. So Chazal understood, Ladaber Hitai Basheli, that this was the shayla he asked him about taking off shoes without one's using one's hands. It's a beautiful sushtel of the aside that Reb Chaim Kanievsky says. We find in the parasha that when Moshe Rabbeinu, as an infant, was put to the Yar, Bas Kari came and, as you all know, rescued him. to cleanse herself from the avodah of her father's home. Rashi says, what does that mean, to cleanse herself from the avodah zarah of her father's home? That she went to be tovel to geirus. She wanted to be megayer. She wanted to become a Jewess. And therefore she went there to tovel to geirus. The Turiyeven, I believe it's the Turiyeven, is matmiya. He says, how could it be geirus? This is before Matan Torah. A person can't be a ger before there's a Klal Yisrael. Well, that the Turiyeven is matmiya on Rashi. How Rashi could say it was for geirus? He says, no, it was from the tumah of the avodah zarah that she went to tovel. To answer the Turiyeven's kasha, I'd like to remind you of Reb Naftali that we learned in yeshiva numerous times. Reb Naftali is in Masechtas Ksumis. I trust many of you remember it, or at least will be reminded of it. The Reb Naftali rather says that there are two aspects to being a Yid: Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. That is to say, that all descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov have Yichus Yisrael. They're automatically Jews in one aspect of being a Jew. Later at Matan Torah, we became full-fledged Yid in the Kedushas Yisrael. And with this, many things are explained. For example, we know on the one hand that at Matan Torah we became Jews, Gerim, and on the other hand we know that after Matan Torah people remained prohibited to their sisters or the other relatives with whom they're not allowed to have relations, whom they're not allowed to marry. We have a rule, Gersh and his guy are Kakotch and Aladami. If all Jews became Gerim at Matan Torah, there should be no relatives, there should be no Isra of relatives. The answer is that Yichus Yisrael, they had anything that has to do with Yichus, with relatives, that they already had from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It was the Kedushas Yisrael, the second aspect of Gerus, which they got there. That also explains the fact that Klal Yisrael received Mitzvah Shabbos at Mara, before Matan Torah. They were Mitzvah and Shabbos. But a Goy who keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa. How could it be that they were Mechayav and Shabbos before they got to Matan Torah? Their teretz is, again, they were Jews by Yichus Yisrael, even before that, and therefore they could keep the Shabbos. And this is an idea of Yichus Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, which Reb Naftali says. What we gain from Reb Naftali, of course, is that it's possible to have Geirus for Yichus Yisrael alone, so that even before Matan Torah, we could understand that Bas Parai was Yeredes. She went Lirchaitz Aliyar to do what? To be Megayer. You're going to ask the question, how could she be Megayer? There were no Jews. The Torah says Yichus Yisrael already existed, and at that point, it was Shayach, that aspect of being a Yid. The pasuk says, "Vahanar baicha." Now, when she came, she saw the child. The child was crying. Now, nar is usually used for an older child, not for a young child. It's usually called a yeled. So Rashi, who's bothered by this kasha, explains that who yeled, the kailai kinar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an infant. He was about 3 months old. The kailai, but the voice with which he wept was the voice of a nar, of somebody older, as I stated in Rashi. The question is, what is the great thing about being able to cry as a nar? Why is that a shvach of praise of Moshe Rabbeinu? Who yelled? The kailai kinar. He was 3 months old and he cried with the voice of a 5-year-old or of a 10-year-old. What is the yichus? What is the shvach? What is so special about somebody who knows how to cry like someone older? I once saw B'Shem Ramea Shapiro, the beautiful Tzaddik. He says there are different reasons that people cry. A baby cries only for himself, never cries for anybody else. A baby knows the baby is hungry, the baby is wet, the baby is tired. It knows, or instinctively cries. It's only when someone gets older that a person is able to cry for the pain of others. A person is able to see other people in sorrow and weep for them. Bas Parai sensed that the crying of Moshe Rabbeinu, of this infant, was not the crying of a baby. It was the pain of Klal Yisrael, the Tzar of the Jewish people. And that was the praise of Moshe Rabbeinu, the praise that Rashi is referring to, who yelled the Kol HaKinar. He was an infant, but he wept as someone older, as someone who can feel the pain of other people. And of course, the tremendous lesson of that, to be able to feel the Yarbis of Lysav, to be able to feel along with Klal Yisrael and the pain that Klal Yisrael feels, which is something that we all should be able to understand and to identify with. I'm going to end, as always, with a question, but this week I have more than one question, so I'll give you a couple to think of. The first question has to do with a Medrash in Gelas Rabbah, which is often quoted in Parshas Vayetze. The Medrash goes on a pasuk in Kehelas, Leif Kachan Liyaminai V'Leif Seal Ismailai. It basically says that a wise man has his heart in the right place, and a fool does not. And the Medrash darshins as follows. Leif Kachan Liyaminai Zay Yaakov. It's Yaakov Avinu. Iksiv Ayaged, rather, Vayikach Yaakov as Bonav V'es Nashav. Vayetze, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yitzayim. It says Yaakov took is Banav Ves Nashav. It puts the children before the wives. In other words, his primary focus was on protecting his children, and then on his wives. The Gemara says that's Leif Chacham, rather the Medrash says that's Leif Chacham Liyaminai. Leif Ksil Ismailai, it says a fool of heart is on his left side in the wrong spot. Zuesav, Tiksiv Ayikach Esav Ves Nashav Ves Banav. When Esav, the precious Vayishmach, Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Vav, transports his family, it says Es Nashav first, Ves Banav second. No doubt he loved his wives. He didn't realize that the most important asset a person has is his children. And he put Nashav before Banav. Yaakov was Leif Chacham. He put Es Banav before Ves Nashav. Now that's a wonderful medrash. Why am I mentioning it in Parshas Shemais? The reason is that here we are, being Ma'aseh Sedra, we come to Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis, and what do you know? We read in the Pasuk that Vayikach Moshe es Ishtai ve'es Banav. Moshe Rabbeinu takes es Ishtai ve'es Banav. He takes, it says, the wife first, and the children second. Now that seems to contradict this Medrash that says that a wise person knows to take his children first. So it's a stira here in Perek Dalet, I'm sorry, Pasuk Chos, not Pasuk Beis, where it seems to say the reverse order, and it contradicts that Medrash, Zoros, Ian Gadol. My final question is a lot simpler. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Minyan, the daughters of Yisrael say to Yisrael that we were saved by whom? Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu. There's a well-known Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was faulted, that he looked like a Mitzri, not like a Yid. He was still dressed as a Mitzri. Unlike Yosef, who when he went down to Mitzrayim was called Ish Ivri. Everyone saw him as a Jew. And that's why Yosef was zeichet to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu was not. Ish Mitzri, he was still dressed as a Mitzri. I have a problem with this whole idea. We're taught that Moshe Rabbeinu was only 13 years old when he left Mitzrayim. And that when he came to Yisrael, he was already 80. In between, the Medrash says that he was a melech in some far-flung land. However, we explain the 67 years in between, Moshe Rabbeinu was not in Mitzrayim. Why in the world would he still be wearing his clothes from Egypt 67 years later? Ish Mitzri Yitzilano, based on the fact that he was dressed as a Mitzri? That's difficult to understand. And so, I've given you a question, some discussion for the Shabbos table. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Parshas Shemais, cult of